From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We have a winner. You recall Friday, we told you about the bidding war to buy the Tribune Company, the owner of the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Cubs and a whole bunch of other media properties. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us now. Amy, the winner is...
Well, Alex, the winner is billionaire investor Sam Zell. He announced today an $8.2 billion deal to buy Tribune Company and take it private. As you know, the bidding got interesting on Friday when two other billionaires, Eli Broad and Ron Burkle, beat Zell's offer of $33 a share. Well, Zell ended up matching their offer of $34 a share, and the Tribune Company went with Zell. He'll eventually take over as chairman of the company, which is based in Chicago. Now, as a consolation prize, one analyst I spoke to thinks Zell might end up selling the LA Times to Broad and Burkle anyway, and that's the piece of the company they'd initially wanted. So it may end up working out for everybody.
And maybe the Chicago Cubs are going to be up for sale, too?
Yes, the company says it plans to sell the Cubs at the end of the baseball season. I spoke to Porter Bibb, who follows the newspaper industry for Media Tech Capital Partners. He says the company owns some businesses, like the Cubs and some TV stations, that don't have that, you know, synergy business that people are always talking about, as in they don't really make sense under one umbrella. Selling some units would also help pay for the enormous debt Zell's taking on in making this deal. But Bibb does expect him to keep the main publishing business alive. You know, despite all its problems, Bibb says the newspaper business is still relatively profitable.
They probably are never going to get the margins that they used to have because they were essentially monopoly companies. But they're still very, very good businesses. And, you know, if you look across the S&P 500, how many businesses actually produce 20% operating profits? Not a lot.
Bibb says it could take several years for newspapers to really figure out how to thrive in this internet age. But he says content is still key. That's something that the newspaper businesses know how to do, and it's still in demand.
Mr. Zell made his money in real estate, but he also has been active in online magazines, hasn't he? I mean, he was pretty early into that.
Yeah, and I think that's one reason the committee was interested in Zell, because he actually does have some publishing experience.
So he's also, there's something else interesting about this deal. He's talked about an employee stock option plan.
Yes, it's known as an ESOP, and these were popular in the 70s and 80s. Basically, instead of a pension, employees are given a stake in the company, so they're basically part owners. It comes with all sorts of tax benefits, but it also gives them a built-in performance incentive. And Porter Bibb thinks that's a model other newspapers will follow.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.